Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Oh, buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That was always for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the glee club.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View Podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, it's Dave again. How is everybody doing? Well, as you heard a couple of podcasts ago, I was over at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. But I didn't limit myself to just going to the Sci-Fi Theater. I went around and checked out some different attractions and went into Walt Disney's One Man's Dream. I hadn't really spent any time in that exhibit before, and I was really impressed. I think it's pretty neat the way they've laid things out. They have a nice little educational experience there where you can learn a little bit more about the way animation used to work and how Walt helped design the multiplane camera. Plus, of course, you've got a lot of different exhibits from around different attractions and sort of concept art and different things that they had. And I think it's a nice little tribute to Walt Disney. And one of the things I really enjoyed seeing was his studio, his office, and kind of looking into his office and kind of a glimpse into his world, what it was like in the back when he was had his studio offices. And the thing that struck me there was all the ashtrays that are sitting on the desks and around the desks. And, you know, smoking was prevalent in those days, and just amazing to me how many ashtrays there were, in addition to everything else. I think they were trying to give a faithful representation of what it was like. Back to the multiplane camera for just a moment. It really provides a way to provide unique 3D perspective on an image. You think about a 2D image, you know, it's two dimensions, it's a drawn image of something that, and you have it, the camera taking a picture of it, and it really looks two-dimensional. Think about a piece of paper that you take a picture of. There's no depth to it. So what happened was, in the early 1930s, Walt Disney kind of challenged his animators to come up with something just a little bit more, to allow a little more depth to some of the images that they were creating. They were heavily involved in the animation world, and Ub Iwerks, who's one of the Disney legends, came up with the idea of a multiplane camera. And what he did, he came up with this idea. He took parts from an old Chevrolet, apparently, and he put together all these parts and kind of laid them out in sort of a stacked format. And so what the animators would do was draw an image that would be the foreground image, and that would go on the top layer. Then they draw like a medium image, and that would go in the middle layer. And they draw a background image, and that would go on the back layer. And they could move those images around as the camera was filming, and it would give the effect of three dimensions. It's not truly three-dimensional. It's not stereoscopes or anything like that. But it really does give the illusion of dimensionality to the picture. And that was something that was really lacking in films up to that point. And you think about the movies that really used it. I mean, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is a great example, where they really used it to kind of give the depth of the forest as Snow White is running through it, and kind of as they zoom in on the dwarf's house, the dwarf's cottage. They really did take advantage of the fact that they could give it depth and make it feel like you're going into something rather than just looking at it statically in the distance. And that was always the problem with two dimensions. And this third dimension and this ability to kind of give the effect of it, the illusion of it, really was something quite remarkable. So if you ever get a chance to go into One Man's Dream and read up on the multiplane camera, I highly encourage you to do so. It's really pretty neat. It's a very clever piece of technology, and it's very well thought out. Now, you know, Ubai works, in my mind, is beyond a legend because he came up with something that was just so creative and so beyond what most people thought of. He was really thinking about, how do I get something that's really different, unique, and potentially more compelling than anything we've ever done in the past? And isn't that what Disney Imagineers are all about? They come up with these different ways of looking at things and different ways of kind of approaching problems to try and solve the problem in a different way. And he really did that, you know, and taking parts from a car is just epic. You know, it's one of those things you go, wow, you know, I wish I'd have thought to do that. But that's the nature of Imagineering. And the nature of what Walt Disney inspired in his people was to think outside the box and be creative, to really consider all the possibilities and think about what they could do. And the multiplane camera is one example of a way that they do it. So, you know, all the props in the world to the Disney company and Ub in particular because of his imagination and being able to build it. So after that, I took a trip over to Toy Story Midway Mania.
Thank you. 1,200. Not the greatest game in the world, but all right. But it was still worth playing. It was a lot of fun, as always.
And next, I went over to Muppet Vision 3D. There's a lot of details that go around the entirety of Muppet Vision, and I think it's really pretty neat, and I'll probably do some podcasts and or some blogs about this, because I've got some pictures of different things around. But if you really spend the time and look around at all the little details and everything that's going on, you know, take a look at the queue that goes off to the side of the building, where they have the little water spouts and everything that are decorated in a Muppet fashion. It's really pretty amazing. And read the signs. Take the time for a moment. Read the signs on the doors, on the walls, on the building, in the security desk as you enter. Take a look at what the signs say there. And then they have the directory listing as you walk in the building. And that's really pretty funny. There's some pretty amusing little things that appear there. So I highly encourage you to spend a few minutes and look at that. Then when you go into the pre-show area, take a look at all the boxes that are there. There's a number of boxes with little humorous bents on them and some fun things that they say. So take a few moments and look at those. And now we'll take a listen to the attraction audio as you ride along in Muppet Vision 3D.
Hey, Waldorf, what are we going to see in here anyway?
Some of those 3D movies. Put on your glasses, Donald.
Yeah. Hey, look. Look at the guy in the Goofy mask.
That's not a mask.
Ooh. Sorry, lady.
For the safety of our life performer, please no flash photography or the use of video lights. Please put on your 3D glasses. Kodak proudly presents Muppet Vision 3D.
Orchestra of bandmates!
Now, Bobby took the job for the Hollywood.
Grandson?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, boss.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D. Now, let me show you around our research center. See, here in this modern high-tech facility.
Hey, careful!
Here in this modern high-tech facility, we have perfected Muppet Vision 3D. A new film process which we're about to demonstrate to you. Now, working the projector is an old friend of ours, the Swedish Chef. Chef, everything okay? Exactly. And our demonstration includes a little song from this movie.
Little?
Did I say little? I meant to say it's a huge, show-stopping, major song from Miss Piggy.
That's more like it.
Good. And we've also got a big musical finale from Sam Eagle. Sam, what's it about?
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
Great. So it's going to be a swell demonstration, and at no time will we be stooping to any cheap 3D tricks.
Did you say cheap 3D tricks? And here's something I wanted to spring on you.
Walnut, it's that dumb bear again.
Yeah. Hey, bear, you're not even funny in 3D.
Oh, not you guys. How did you get here?
We entered a contest.
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, yeah? Well, my new 3DX gonna shower you all with humor. Ah! Waka waka!
You tried to drown us. What kind of act is that?
Next time, Fozzie. Okay? And now, if you'll come this way, I can show you our secret laboratory. You see, we invited distinguished scientists from all over the world to come and work here. Unfortunately, none of them showed up. So instead, I'd like to introduce you to the guys who invented Muppet Vision, and they can show you some of their... Right now, I'd like to turn you over to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kermit. Today, let's look at the advancements we've been working on for Muppet Vision. Beaker, would you turn on the machine?
My new remote control banana green pie. Hey, come in. Watch this.
What?
Uh-oh.
Ozzy, that's terrible.
You're right. Needs more sugar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first musical portion of our demonstration, we have Miss Piggy in a wonderful 3D number.
That's you, penguins.
Not anybody know the way out of this film!
got a map down there?
Well, you can come with me if you like. I just got fired and I'm running away.
Terrific! Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Bean, what's up?
I'm going away. Forever.
Oh, great. Could you get me a sandwich? Would any of you people like anything? I mean, since he's going out, he could... Forever? Bean? Bean? Oh, Kermit? Kermit?
Hey, sweetie, that's a great effect.
Hey, Fozzie, Kermit. What is it? Bean Bunny ran away.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm written.
We gotta find him.
I know.
All right, everybody spread out and look for Bean.
Right. I'll go this way.
Wait a minute. Gentlemen, we'll continue the show in just a moment. In the meantime, if you see a rabbit, holler.
Bean.
Bean? Oh, Bean. Bunny. Bean. Bunny. Bean. Where are you?
Bean. Bean.
Bean.
Bean.
Bean.
Bean.
Bunny ran away!
Well, you know what that makes you?
Smarter than us!
Anybody seen a bunny? I don't see a bunny. Where? Where?
Up there!
Oh, nothing up there but a bunny. A bunny? Bean!
Nice to meet
you. Hey, Kermit, look!
What? Bean, what are you doing out there?
I'm running away. Nobody will let me help in the movie.
Oh, this is a very moving moment.
Yeah, I wish you'd move it to Pittsburgh.
Hey, Bean! What are we doing sticking around here? Let's burn rubber!
What was that?
He's Waldo, my 3D friend, and we're both leaving the movie.
Right, the Bean! If you leave, you'll miss all the fireworks.
Right, yeah!
Fireworks? Ooh.
Okay, I'll stay. But I want to help.
Gee, is there anything Bean can do in the final number?
Hmm. Oh, gosh. Maybe Bean could set off the fireworks.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I'll stay and help. I love fireworks.
Well, okay. Sam, are you about ready?
Yes, it's a glorious 3-hour finale.
You got a minute and a half. Okay, everybody, get ready.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Muppets proudly present the final demonstration of Muppet Vision 3D.
Oh, my God.
Even though it's old, it's been here for like more than 20 years now. This is still a great show. Really good representation, a lot of fun. Really enjoy seeing it every time. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again in about 10 days. As a reminder, I am looking for a sponsor for this podcast and the website disneypodcast.net. If you're interested, please do go check out disneypodcast.net over on the top right-hand corner. There's a link to details on advertising. Or, of course, you can send me an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Hey, and thanks for coming along today. And remember, if we can dream it, we can do it. Bye now.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/soundA. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.